Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We go inside the 49ers locker room, presented by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality. Shop at your local Raley's, Bel Air, and Nob Hill supermarkets for all of your tailgate needs. Nick Bosa is having a monster year, a career-high 17.5 sacks this season. Those are the stats that are easy to see. You go looking into his pressures, you use your naked eye, you go to the way he just makes teammates better around him. It's easy to say that he has the strongest argument for defensive player of the year. Not even a half an hour ago, we were talking to Peter King, who is a preeminent NFL journalist, and said Nick Bosa has his defensive player of the year vote in his fourth NFL season. He's going to the postseason. Where they end up, though, we still do not know. And, man, it's been a hell of a ride. Nick, thank you for joining us. Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto with you. And let me just start by talking about how much I enjoy watching you play football, man. It really is fun to watch you play. You destroy games. And that's the for sports greatness means they make it look easy. You make something that is not easy look easy, Nick.
I appreciate that. That's a big compliment. I definitely have put a lot of work in, so it's not easy, but at this point, sometimes it is.
At what point do you feel that the work that you invested into your health, into your body, really changed the arc of your career? Because, if you don't mind me saying, you're pretty studly from day one. So I don't know how much more you needed to do to continue that. You've been wrecking games since your, you know, defensive rookie of the year season. And the only thing that held you back was an injury.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely helped me a lot. Just feeling healthier and improving some things. And that's really all it takes to take those, like, 5 sack jumps in a year is to just improve very minute things, and that's the NFL, so because everybody's really good, so just finding whatever way you can to improve is kind of the theme of my career.
Well, and you come obviously from a huge football family, so I don't want to mean what a personal award would mean to you. I know you're playing for team awards, and that means an awful lot to you. What would being named Defensive Player of the Year mean to your dad?
It would mean a lot to him, but he's proud of me either way, so he'd be happy if I came in second. So, but yeah, no, it's definitely a goal since you're a little kid. Whenever you start playing defense, you look at guys who have come through and won that award, and I think the number one goal when you play for an organization like this is obviously a Super Bowl, but that would be some icing on the cake for sure.
You spoke a minute ago about the minute things that you've worked on. What are the ones that you believe you are better at this year than even last year? What are the ones that you look at and go, I'm better this year than I was a year ago?
Just kind of all around. Definitely getting off the ball better. I think I'm moving quicker. My strength is up, so my power rushes are more effective. And then just the more you play, the more answers you find for certain offensive linemen and certain sets and punches and grabs and all the things that you see that O linemen try to do to slow you down. So the more you play, just the more reps, you can't help but get better.
Nick Bosa here on 95.7 The Game. How much do you practice where your hand is on the line of scrimmage? I know you, well, I can't remember what game it was, but you got called for, what, offsides on back-to-back plays. And, I mean, that's just you trying to buy a millimeter there. I mean, you're practicing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about practicing exactly where I'm lining up. You usually could use your eyeballs for that. But I don't know. That was the Chiefs game, and I just I wasn't focused enough on where I was lining up. I was kind of letting the what was going on the end of the line of scrimmage kind of mess with me, and I was trying to maybe predict plays or whatever it is, and I forgot to take a look.
Nick, obviously you guys are happy to come out of Las Vegas with a win. You said that Josh Jacobs is the best running back you've played against all year. What did you think separated him from the pack?
Just his cutting ability. Right when he gets the ball, he makes that one cut and then hits it really hard. And he's kind of old school, big dude, short and stocky. So usual arm tackles that'll slow him down don't really slow him down at all, and he's explosive. So, and I was impressed with their O-line too. They were savvy and found him good lanes, and the scheme was a little different than we faced, kind of that Belichick run game. And they took advantage of some things, but those are the kind of games that we needed to play going into the playoffs to be ready for whatever is going to be thrown at us down the road.
Yeah, that was sort of my follow-up question there. I mean, obviously, I know, every player playing defense would prefer the shutout, but you do see the merits in winning a shootout, especially when you're, in real-time grooming someone who's a third-string quarterback to be your starting quarterback between now and the promised land.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this league, it's never going to be the same each week. You're going to have to find multiple ways to win, and as a defense, we always hold ourselves to the standard of being the reason we win. But when you have an offense that could go and win it and win shootouts and do the things that some of these top offenses throughout the league can do, and then you hone in on what you could do on defense, and that combination is what I think could take us where we need to go.
In any normal game, how long do you think it takes you to get a full sense of who you're going up against and what they want to do? Is it a couple of series? Is it one? Is it, do you know right away because you prepped for it? Or does sometimes it take a long time?
You talk about the offensive tackle I'm facing?
Oh, the offensive tackle, the scheme you're running against, just because you're just not facing a tackle. You're usually facing a series of people.
Yeah, definitely. It takes a little bit, but the more you play in the league, the more it's a copycat league, and a lot of the run game stuff is the same throughout the year, and pass rush is pass rush. But things like the style of run game that you're going to be facing, and kind of the amount of respect that they're giving us as a D-line in terms of chipping and help and slide and all that stuff takes a little bit to get comfortable. That's probably why you see more sacks later in games and stuff like that, because you do need to get a feel for it, and you kind of need to set up what you're planning on making that game-changing play with later on.
Nick Bosa with us here on 95.7 The Game, talking about his exemplary season that he and his teammates are having. And as we said earlier, you know, wrecking offensive lines has been the family business. And, you know, how often do you speak with your brother about other O-lines, other tackles, how to beat guys when you're playing teams that he might see more often than you do? Do you share tips with each other, or is that sort of, you know, you guys are on separate teams and you're not trying to help anyone out?
No, we talk about it a lot in the off season when we're training, but I think whenever I face, like this year we played the NFC or the AFC West. Obviously Joey has some experience with those guys, so I would shoot him a text before in the beginning of that week, and we'd talk FaceTime usually at least once a week. So we'd talk about it, but. You know, tips are only going to get you so far in this league. You got to go out and do it. And playing the edge position is kind of, there's a lot of nuance to it. But when it comes down to it, you just got to go dominate somebody. And that's the main focus I try to get my mind on when I run out there.
Not to switch gears, but... the football world has been talking about what happened Monday night in Cincinnati. Were you watching the game at all? And did you spend much time, you know, watching as you know, DeMar Hamlin's situation unfolded? Or did you walk away? Did you not watch it at all? And do you have any thoughts about it?
Yeah, it was on in my house, and I didn't even think twice about it. I was watching tape. And it was kind of just on in the background. Then I realized how severe it was. And I know Joe Burrow and Sam, who play for the Bengals, so I talked to them a little bit after. But, yeah, it's just awful, awful scenario that we really haven't seen in the league. But, yeah, I'm just hoping it goes as good as it can for his family and everybody involved.
Do you think that you and your teammates would have made the same choice as the Bengals and Bills made? Because it really felt like that came from the coaching staffs, the captains, and the players themselves, that we're done here tonight, not necessarily the league.
Yeah, I do. I do. Obviously, I have to go through it to really get an answer on that. But, yeah, it's too much, especially what they saw go on out there. It's just too much to keep going.
It was a lot. There is no doubt about it. I would love to talk about, and I've been hoping that we would get the opportunity to talk to you, because I've been wanting to talk to you about one thing in particular since this season started. I want to talk to you about your helmet.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably teach a class on that at Ohio State. I know that players get deeply involved and attached to their equipment choices. What style of helmet are you and Kittle both wearing? I really haven't seen it anywhere else in the league on anyone else. Maybe someone else is wearing it. What is that style of helmet, and why did you choose it?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's the most protective helmet you could wear, and it's called the Vices Trench. And it's basically just the Vices helmet that a lot of guys wear. I don't think the business is doing too great, so... I ordered a bunch of them to make sure I have them for the rest of my career, but it's just an extra attachment for linemen that is put on the Vices helmet, and I've used the Revolution Speed with the little the newest version for most of my career, and then last year I just was bumping my head a little bit. Obviously, we play football. And I switched to just give it a try to see if it was worth the goofy look. And I wore it last year in playoffs and didn't feel one thing. So I gave it another try this year, and it's far and away the most protective helmet for your head. People don't wear it because it's ugly and it's big, but I've gotten over that. And George doesn't really care either. So Dwelly wears it on our team too. So just
okay.
Guys who are trying to protect their brain.
So, you know, in preseason this year, during practice with contact, I know that certain position groups were wearing what were those crowns? They look like like an extra pillow. Yeah, the Guardian caps. You know, you obviously will do something unfashionable in the name of safety. If Guardian caps made the NFL safer, if they do make the NFL safer, do you think that that will eventually become an option for players to wear?
I don't know. Just because it's such a big thing, and those things come off pretty easily and get all messed up. And they block the logo. I guess you could put a logo on them, but I don't need one with the helmet I got. The thing is indestructible, so I'm all good.
How many other guys in the league do you know that wear it, or are you still a small minority?
I think the reason I tried it is because I saw some O-linemen wearing it. I think a couple guys from Green Bay's O-line last year was wearing it, and I was just fed up with some of the hits I was taking. So I play really physically, and so I switched, and it's just like not even close. So,
you ever see the movie Spaceballs?
Yeah.
do you feel a little bit
goofy?
Do you feel a little bit like you're wearing the Spaceballs helmet?
But yeah, once you wear something enough, it kind of becomes like your image, and I think it. I mean, if anybody's going to make it fashionable, I think me and George could do it.
And look at it this way. It's going to take some serious production underneath that helmet to make it fashionable, and you guys are both absolutely putting it up. You know, did you and George have a conversation about this helmet? Do you guys hang out, or is it sort of other sides of the ball and not very often, or do you get together in your off-season programs?
Me and George.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hang out. I don't think I saw him this off-season, but just because I'm in Florida and he's in Tennessee, but we were in Vegas right when the off season started, and we hang out a decent amount throughout the season. Obviously, we're busy, but we're good friends. And he saw me wearing it, and I'm sure his wife probably told him he needs to start wearing it or something.
Nick Bosa here with us on 95.7 The Game. So we were trying to figure this out. I'm a Big Ten guy myself. Obviously, you know, your time at Ohio State. Did you ever play against David Blau when he was at Purdue? I don't think you guys met at any point in time.
I don't think we did. No, I don't know much about him.
Is he a stationary target? Does he look like two sacks to you?
I don't get too excited with the Cardinals because Kingsbury doesn't like to let our D-line have very much fun. So they're going to be ripping that ball out first read for most of the day. We just got to stop the run, hopefully get a little lead, and then go from there.
Do you take pride in being the most held player in football?
No, that is not a good accomplishment.
Well, it means they're having trouble slowing you down, I guess. I guess it's sort of a compliment, even though it's not an accomplishment.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Are you the most yoked guy on this team? And if you're not, who is?
Oh, man, that is a tough question for me to answer. I'd say Marcelino takes that. He's a practice squad linebacker. That dude is built differently.
All right. Look out, practice squad. Look, I'm not going to bring up the Peach Bowl. It probably didn't make you happy, and I don't want to make you mad. So let me ask this instead. As a true Buckeye, how happy would you be to see Harbaugh leave that school up north just to go back to the NFL?
I kind of like him there. He fits that team up north vibe. And I like when we beat him. We haven't beat him in a couple of years, but I think he fits them really well. And he's easy not to like, so I wouldn't mind if he stayed.
Well, I tell you what, you fit this team incredibly well. I think that you've just been phenomenal this year, and I hope you keep it up and keep healthy, because I think you guys got a lot more football left in front of you. We haven't asked you at all about Brock Purdy
And I don't think you've probably, you probably never expected to get that, you know, many questions about a third string quarterback in your entire life. But here we are, and this guy's just blowing out any and all expectations anyone could have for him. How impressed by him are you? Because he just recently did an article where he said he, you know, he couldn't believe he was changing next to Nick Bosa a few lockers down when he got to the 49ers. So he was obviously impressed by you. How impressed are you by him?
Oh, man, I couldn't be more impressed. Just second quarterback goes down, you think your season's in jeopardy, even with the team that we have. But he's exceeded expectations by just about anybody. And, I mean, he's been putting up points every single week and getting the ball to all of our playmakers efficiently. He's been smart with the ball. He's elusive. He could run when he needs to. He's accurate. There's really not much you could hate on so far. I think he has the best QB rating in the league since he's been in. So, not bad for Mr. Irrelevant.
Not bad at all. You know, speaking of not bad, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, this guy's just, he's a perfect fit. What do you think makes him the perfect player for Kyle's offense?
I think just his mentality of wanting to perfect everything, it kind of goes along with Kyle. And he's going to continue to get better in the run scheme, just learning how to play his blocks and play the scheme. And obviously the receiving ability is great. I just think he's a perfect fit with this team because of how he works and just how important it is to him.
Nick, our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are going to send you 10 pounds of prime steaks for joining us today, and you get to choose your cut. Do you want the
ribeye? I'm here, baby.
The ribeyes, the porterhouses, or the New York strips?
The strips last time were really good, but can I do an assortment maybe?
You know what? For Nick Bosa, we're going to figure this out. We will tell Harris's Nick would like the assortment, and we'll tell them that you know where they are, and you'll be knocking on their door personally if they don't hook you up. We'll try to make it happen for you, man. Is it true? Is there a word running through the 49ers locker room? You come on with us, you get steaks.
Oh yeah, that's might be why you keep getting guests.
Oh no, it's definitely why we keep getting guests.
It's not because
of our
charm and charisma.
That too, it helps.
Thank you very much, Nick, for joining us. Good luck the rest of the way. Good health to you, and keep it up, man. Two more, you get Alden's record. Is that true?
That is true. We need to get there.
Go get him. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.